Hey, 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 welcome to the No Onions Podcast, where we talk about the unpopular opinions about popular productions from actors, producers, filmmakers, directors, crew members, craft services fans, and anybody else that got an opinion. Of course, I am your host, Corey John, and you can follow the No Onions Podcast on any of your social media. I'd prefer if you go follow it on YouTube. No Onions Podcast with Corey John, CoreyJohn. Today, I am very excited. We have a guest with us who is been trying a long time to have this interview or this discussion. Keep missing the schedule or having a conflict of some sort. But this guest, he really shouldn't need any introduction. I mean, this person has gone viral so many times. He's been reposted by celebrities, including the incomparable Chris Breezy. He's been all over the world performing his comedy stand-up shows. He's been on stage with DC Young Fly, Country Wayne. And he's not only a comedian, but he's a producer. He's produced a sold-out show called the Laugh Supper Improv Sketch Comedy Show. Not to mention the reason he is here, but the boy's a dope actor too. So look, I just need y'all to clap your hands, stomp your feet, do whatever you need to, and welcome my brother, none other than Trevor. Everybody loves Biggs with a Z, Ashford. What's up, bro?
What's going on, bro? Man, long time no see, bro.
Yeah, bro. Been a minute, been a minute. We're gonna get into the personal stuff, but happy for you, bro. And
Yeah.
keep
Hey.
doing what you're doing. You know what I'm
Nah, I
saying?
appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So before we jump into anything, bro, let the people know, whoever's tuning in, how they can follow you, become connected with what you got going on.
Oh man, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Everybody Loves Biggs with a Z, not an S. Facebook, Trevor Ashford. And that's pretty much, or you can follow me at your local gym, Planet Fitness. I'm there too.
Hey, let's go.
Go
Promote, promote. That's what's up, man. So listen, so you act, you do comedy, you do stand up, you do improv, you sing
sometimes.
along with that. Yeah, how long you been in entertainment, bro? Like, how long you been doing this?
Third grade. Yes.
Third grade.
I started in the
Dang.
school musical. You're a good man, Charlie
Wow.
Brown.
And what role did you play in
Charlie
the
Brown, of course.
Okay, you was
I've
lead.
had
Okay.
main character energy my whole life.
That's what's up, bro. Okay. I ain't know that. I ain't know. I knew you was like acting for a minute, but I ain't know you was like doing Charlie Brown, bro. That's
Yes, but I'm
big.
like, I'm a huge fan of musicals, so I don't think anybody really knows that.
Really? It's so crazy because the last interview I did, she hates musicals. So
Really?
it's crazy,
A
like
lot of
Jim
people
Carrey.
do, though. A lot of people do.
Yeah, man. I
I'm
don't
real
get it. Like,
particular about them, though.
really?
Yeah, like, I love Grease, but Color Purple.
We don't want to get you canceled yet, so we're gonna hold on. Yeah. Oh no, man. I think I had reservations about seeing the newest Color Purple, like when it came out. But when I saw it, I was cool. Like I thought it was dope.
It's
Yo, all right. So, we've been knowing each other for a minute now, bro. Like,
nice.
this has to be like over like 10 years or so. Like, it's
It
been a
has
minute.
been.
Yeah, it's been a minute, bro. So do you got anything coming up, bro? Like, you got any shows coming up
Honestly,
or?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, because my memory is horrible, I think I have a show tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I think for the people watching, that's gonna probably be yesterday. When they he had a
Hey,
show
we're gonna
yesterday.
find out at the same time. We're gonna find out at the
What's
same time.
up.
But nothing really. I just really been chilling, waiting to cut, just practicing, getting better.
Yeah.
For when it's time for me to hit the stage again, I've just been living life, getting these lessons and finding the funny in it all, really.
Yeah. And me and you talk a lot, and like one thing that you said to me that was really interesting, was like you talked about because like you do stand up, and you know, I know you committed to that along with all the other stuff you do, but like in the stand up thing, you would think that everybody who does stand up should film themselves, right? Like should do a special, right? Yeah. But I remember one time talking to you, like, it gotta be special. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
Why wouldn't, like, for instance, for you, because you don't have a like a televised special yet. So like, sure. what do you think it takes to develop like that type of, you know, format to be in a space to actually do a special?
I think it has to have something to where people, when a lot of people are saying something, what are you saying that's different from what they're saying? Because we all know politics. We know what's going on in the world, but how many times are you say something, be different. It has to stand out. It has to be special. You have to really go through something different to make this special and not just put out something just for a money grab, because that's what they're putting out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's facts. I can feel you on that. Like, for instance, I know, like, cause I'm a huge Marlon Wayans fan. And like his, I don't know if it's his last one, but one of his ones was God Loves Me or whatever. And it was like just the way he, like his special is so targeted. Like it's not just a whole bunch of random jokes. It's like a special that's about, you know, the conversation with, or the relationship between Will Smith and Chris Tucker, or it's the special about, you know, him losing his parents, or, you know, like, but like they're all like kind of geared toward that central idea. And to me, that makes it special. You know what I'm saying? Because now not only can I laugh, but I can actually journey with you. You know what I'm saying? Like I can actually. Yeah. So I dig that. Like, and before, because, you know, I do film. So before you told me that, I was just trying to like, who, anybody want to do a special? Anybody? You know, like trying to get it. But yeah, I feel like it got to be special. So I think that's really dope. That's really dope.
Yeah, people love something they can relate to.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So you said you got something coming up tomorrow. I mean, yesterday. So you got, like, do you have anything on TV, bro? Like, you ain't got any, like, televised type stuff? Or
No, I don't. I'm really conservative. I don't know what it is. Like, I just be...
You be trying not to... Because I'm gonna tell you, I always said, like, you're that person, bro. Like, once you do it, you're gonna be like,
gone. I think so too.
Yeah, and I understand
when it happens. That's
the, yeah.
Special time. It has to be a special moment. Like, I just can't. Things just don't. I don't think, I always tell my mom or people, like, when they try to rush things, like, it really don't happen on our time.
That's right.
So I'm really big on move when God says move.
Yeah. 100%. It's so crazy. Cause you act too. I think when we first met, I think you auditioned for something that we was doing, and it was so crazy because, you know, you sent the audition in and it was like, okay, oh yeah, he kind of scary. Okay, cool. Then met you. This is a teddy bear. This is what...
Hey. I have to be tough now.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Bro, it was crazy, man. Like, to be able to, like, when you get it and you see this, you know, this domineering guy, he's like yelling. And I was like, okay. Yeah, he might be. All right. So, you know, when I go meet you, I'm kind of on my, you know, like, hey, you know, hey, just so you know. You know, we have to get into it. I'm gonna hold my own. You know what I'm saying? But then when I met you, it was like, oh man, he cool. So man, it was like we clicked immediately, bro. Like you.
Yeah, I'd rather talk it out.
Hey, I saw one of your things. You said, "Yeah, I'm that friend." That he really do that to me.
That friend. Yes, no. Because what you got to fight for?
That was hilarious, bro. Yeah,
man. I came up with that on the spot, which is crazy.
Oh, word.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I decided to keep it.
That was good, man. That was real good. Like, cause they out there, man. Like, I mean, and I don't. I've had moments where I was that friend. You know, I had moments where I had to be the other.
You have to be that friend sometimes.
But yeah, I've definitely had my moments. Like, hey, it's too many of them. What we fighting for? Like, what's the...
Sometimes this isn't even our fight. You know?
Yeah. What are we proving here? Like,
nothing at all. In a little bit, I'm going to join forces with them. So.
Right.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised.
Facts. So listen. Like
Sunny from
yeah.
You Got Served.
Which, oh yeah.
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I like that. Hey, I'm working on. I'm gonna have to get with you, bro. I'm working on the script now. I don't want to give it out yet, but I'm gonna hit you. So listen. So all right. So you're an actor. So we established that. So when it comes to movies, right?
Yeah.
What are so? Of course, this is the No Onions podcast. I got to tell people that No Onions because I hate onions. I understand you too because you're my brother, Taurus. You know what I'm saying? But so like, I understand that onions have been deemed the holy trinity of food, like. Every food tastes better when you have onions, I think bell peppers and celery, whatever. I don't know. Whatever those three things are. So I hate onions. So what three things do you feel like are the most important aspects for a successful movie?
Oh. The script. Acting and cinematography.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that you say those three because usually I ask this question and I feel like people I mean they give their real right, no shade to them, but I do think sometimes we don't want to be straight up, you know what I'm saying? So like, and I do feel like at the end of the day, maybe it boils down to those three things. Like, is it a good script? Do we have believable actors? And is it being shot right? Like, because if we can do those things, then maybe we can have a good. So, all right. So you keep that in mind, bro, because I still don't understand what I'm about to say. All right. I still don't understand. We click on so much stuff, bro. Like, we. But there is. And unpopular, you say it's not that unpopular. I think it's unpopular. There is an unpopular opinion you have about a very popular culture classic film.
It very much is. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It is. I don't understand why, though.
So, go ahead. Tell the people what movie you have this unpopular opinion about, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am big. And I absolutely despise Love and Basketball.
Oh my God. I need one of them things that they be having on Breakfast Club, like some kind of sound effect right now. Bro, I've talked to people don't like. Like, I've heard Color Purple, which is kind of like, and I've heard Star Wars, I've heard Fast and the Furious, I've heard Get Out, but bro,
Get Out.
Love and Basketball.
Yes, Love and Basketball.
We talking about the movie that to me made Sanaa Lathan great. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's the movie that was her breakout.
I give you that.
You know, like that introduced us to Monica Wright, you know, Sanaa Lathan. You know, like, that's when everybody was like, okay, Sanaa. You know what I'm saying? Then of course you had Omar Epps, like, he was kind of big already, but from Juice and all that, but like, that was like, they were like the what they call power couple, bro. Like, they was a power.
See, that's the thing. I think people that's the, how are they a power couple? that's what I need to know. I need to know these things. When people go, you know, I want a relationship like Quincy and Monica. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you do not. Quincy was a horrible guy.
I mean,
he was entitled, selfish. Like, come on, he was a horrible man for Monica.
But he turned it around, bro. I think that was the thing.
He didn't have anything else to do. He ran through everybody else.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but bro. So I mean, okay. First of all, you know, he's born. His dad was a big old basketball, whatever. So it was a lot of pressure on him to fill his dad's shoes.
What does that have to do with anything about you?
Because when you got that kind of pressure, you tend to not make great decisions.
That had nothing to do with Monica's heart. And then you make me, before your wedding, play you in a game of one-on-one?
Well, in all fairness...
See if I could be yours?
In all fairness, it was her idea. Man. He just agreed.
He tried to win. He didn't even You knew he was serious because he took that leg brace off. That's how you know. He didn't want Monica. He just...
He got tired and said...
All right. You know how women, when you come and nudge your girl, you be like, hey, she be like, all right. Yeah, that's what that was.
She was the lazy booty.
Yeah. Don't give me that.
Man, that's messed up, bro.
That's exactly what that was.
I think it's a dope love story because both of them had their own stuff going on. He was trying to fill shoes. She was trying to prove to everybody that she was great and she deserved to be here. You know what I'm saying? That whole thing. And then they found each other. And as they were going through their own stuff, they were trying to find each other. And I thought it was dope.
Trying to find each other. You're lying. That movie was about the love of basketball. That's what they should have called it.
Instead of love and basketball, it should have been the love of basketball.
She loved the game more than him, too.
Now, that I agree with.
I do
agree with that. It felt like if it came down to him or the game, it would have been the game.
Absolutely. And sometimes you have to choose your passion over other things, and that's where it gets tough because you got to make those decisions. Either you want this or you want that. Sometimes you can't have both.
So since we're there, so we're gonna get off of love and basketball. Since you opened this door, we got to go in a little bit. But so how do you feel like that should be in real life, right? Like, do you think it should be a, you know, this is my passion, what I feel like is my purpose, why I'm here on this earth, but then I love this person and they mean everything to me. Like, do you feel like there should be a, you know, like one should be above the other? Like, do you feel like maybe the person should be higher or your purpose should be higher? And if you have to, if something happens in your life that makes you choose between the two, which one should you choose?
Yeah, see, that's difficult because nobody's really obligated to wait on you to make that decision. So it's up to you whether you love more than you love your purpose, or you find somebody that's willing to compromise. You find somebody that really wants you to chase your goal, but also don't neglect them in the long run. So,
tough. We doing good over here, though. Just
for
the record,
for sure. Bit shaky over here, you know.
But I feel you, though. I feel you. Like that's real stuff, man. That's real stuff.
Give me brown sugar though over love basketball.
Tay Diggs and Sanaa.
Yeah. The real story of love and hip hop.
Yeah, I'm gonna take love and basketball. I wanna do that one day. We gotta have one of them. Like, I really would like to hear what most people think as far as love and basketball versus brown sugar.
People love toxic.
People love toxic.
Yeah, they're gonna choose that.
Well, that was toxic too, though, bro. On brown sugar, like, wasn't she engaged or? Wasn't he engaged?
He was engaged.
Yeah, like, that's toxic as hell.
No, man. They're gonna choose Love Jones too, and that movie sucks too. But, hey.
I like Love Jones too, man.
I know you do.
I like, and you know, the more that you're talking about them, I like those movies that are like talk about love and then use something an art form as a metaphor for it. I think those are dope, man. We need to come out with like a love and skating.
They have one of those. They call it ATL.
Facts. I need to do another one then. Let me think. What ain't been done? Love and comedy.
Well, that's not.
Stand up for love.
What is it?
Stand up for love. That's what we gonna call it, bro.
That's crazy. Do they even have anything like that? No, I don't think they do.
Nah, we gonna write it. We gonna write it.
Well, it's not. It's not. You guys will be really disappointed when I tell you about the movies I despise. Like,
really?
Yeah, Boys in the Hood. You know. I don't think it's a bad movie, but it's very traumatizing.
Oh, agreed. 100% agreed. I couldn't watch it for a while when I was younger, bro.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I have questions about that movie too, but John Singleton is gone, so.
It was a whole lot of killing.
Why did he bring Ricky back to the house?
Why did he bring Ricky back to the house? What you mean?
After he got shot. I just want.
Instead of to the hospital. Yeah, like.
I mean, he was gone, but. You know. Why bring him to the house? So many questions.
Dang. Daddy, you brought his dead, bleeding body.
Back to the house. Where his girl and his baby's at. And the mom.
And mama.
And Doughboy already knew he got blamed for everything, so.
Dang, that is a good question. Why did they bring him back to the house?
Nobody knows. John Singleton just was writing stuff. Because he wrote Baby Boy, too. He wrote Baby Boy, too, so you ought to know.
R.I.P., man. Baby Boy was entertaining, but it definitely, I did not. I liked it, but the message in it or the story, like, it was.
And I totally get the metaphors, but, you know.
That was too much for me, too. on Baby Boy? Tip. Yeah, man. Yeah, it was too much. That whole scene when Melvin had him in the headlock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was. Yeah.
If I was on lockdown, I'd make you. I was like.
Yeah, you licking the man's head. That had absolutely. I don't even think that was part of the script.
Yeah, and how do you come back from that? Like, how do you come back from saying something like that to your almost stepson, right? And then y'all have a good relationship. Like, we can't be cool no more after that.
You put me in the headlock, you can't.
You can't put me in the headlock. You can't tell me you would make me go down on you, and you can't lick my head.
Nah, you can't do that.
Like,
nah. None of that. He got punched so hard his mama fell. They broke the table. Facts.
Yeah, that would have been.
I would have gone for Melvin the next scene.
We're running over. We're gonna have to do a part two, bro.
Right.
I appreciate you for coming through, bro. Finally, we got it locked in, man.
No,
I appreciate it, man. Just for y'all to know, like, this is a talented brother. I appreciate a lot of people. I got a lot of friends that are really talented that I feel like do not get the type of shine and display that they deserve. This young man is one of them, and I ain't gonna hold you. He get a lot of shine. Now, don't get me wrong, he get a lot of shine, but he deserves way more. So thanks for coming through, bro. Nothing but love.
Always.
For sure. All right, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to the No Onions Podcast. That's my time. Peace.
All right, yo.